Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions? Up one minute, down the next, spinning wildly out of control? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where Stoicism comes in, my friends. This ancient philosophy has some seriously powerful tools for navigating life's ups and downs without losing your cool. Today, we're diving deep into how Stoics manage their emotions like total bosses. Get ready to level up your emotional intelligence. Think about it, we live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with stimuli, news alerts, social media, demanding schedules, and everything in between. It's easy to get swept away by it all, right? But Stoics knew the secret. True happiness comes from within, not from external circumstances. They understood that our emotions are powerful, but they don't control us. We can choose how we respond to them. That's where these five key takeaways come in, your personal guide to becoming a master of your emotional world. First up, accept what you can't control. This one might sound simple, but it's revolutionary. You can't control the weather, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the list goes on. But what you can control is your reaction to those things. Stoics focus their energy on what's within their power, their thoughts, actions, and choices. It's like letting go of that resistance we often feel, and instead, flowing with the current. Next, practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself caught in a spiral of negative thoughts? That's your mind running wild. Stoics emphasize being present in the moment, observing our thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like this. Imagine your thoughts as passing clouds. They come and go, but they don't define you. Mindfulness helps us create that space between stimulus and reaction, allowing us to choose a more thoughtful response instead of reacting impulsively. Number 3. Focus on virtue. Stoics believe that living a virtuous life, being honest, courageous, just, and wise, is the ultimate path to happiness. When we focus on doing what's right, even in challenging situations, we find inner peace and strength. Remember that old saying, act as if what you do makes a difference. It does. Number 4. Reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, it's all about perspective? Well, Stoics take it seriously. They believe that our interpretation of events shapes our experience. Instead of seeing challenges as setbacks, they view them as opportunities for growth and learning. And finally, number 5. Remember, you're not alone. Connecting with others is crucial, even for the most stoic among us. Sharing your struggles, offering support to others, and building meaningful relationships can help us navigate life's ups and downs together. It reminds us that we're all in this together. Let me tell you a story. Last week I was running late for a meeting. Traffic was a nightmare. My phone died. And then I spilled coffee all over myself. You'd think I'd be totally stressed out, right? But remember those Stoic principles? I took a deep breath, reminded myself that I couldn't control the traffic or the spilled coffee. Such a bummer. And focused on what I could control, arriving at the meeting with a positive attitude and being prepared. Guess what? The meeting went great. It's amazing how those little reminders can make all the difference. So there you have it. 5 powerful Stoic strategies to help you manage your emotions like a boss. Remember, becoming emotionally resilient isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and responding to them in a healthy way. That's true strength, my friends. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of the challenges you face when managing your emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Detachment so you don't miss a single episode. Until next time, stay detached and awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.